Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where spiritual truth meets daily transformation. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Today, we continue in the Money is Spiritual, the Metaphysics of Overflow series. Our focus is the strength of softness, releasing the martyr savior complex. Matthew 10:8 says, "Freely you have received, freely give." This verse reminds us that receiving is as holy as giving. We cannot give what we refuse to first receive. For most of my life, I had to be the strong one. When my father died, my mother fell apart. At times, it was like a role reversal. I wasn't just her daughter anymore. It was almost like I became the mom. I went to work. She watched my kids. And I held us down. And I was good at it. I achieved things most people in my family didn't achieve. But with that achievement came a weight of responsibility I hadn't signed up for. I remember how my aunt would constantly show up at my job because she needed something. Many times, she would tell me my grandmom had a bill that needed to be paid or there was some crisis that needed to be handled. And because I had it, I thought it was my responsibility to give it. And truthfully, I liked being able to give. It made me feel strong. It made me feel capable. But asking, that was a different story. Because anytime I asked for something, it seemed to come at a high cost. There were strings attached. Maybe it was guilt. Maybe it was disappointment. Maybe it was the feeling that love, the same love that had once felt unconditional in my family, could suddenly be withheld if I didn't meet the demand. So I stopped asking. I convinced myself it was better to keep proving my strength by carrying it all alone. But here's what I didn't realize. That decision was shaping my soul. It was training me to equate receiving with weakness. It was teaching me that to be love, I had to give. And I know I'm not the only one. So many women, especially Black women, know this story. We are taught to be strong, to hold it all, and to give and give and give. But inside, we're carrying the unspoken fear that if we ever dared to need, if we ever dared to ask, it would cost us love. That imbalance cut into my overflow. Because while I was overflowing in giving, I was running dry in receiving. And overflow requires both. Matthew 10:8 says, "Freely you have received, freely give." That verse is not just about generosity. It's about balance. It says you cannot separate receiving and giving. One flows into the other. But here's what happened to me. I started to live like only half of that verse was true. I gave. I poured. I covered bills. I carried responsibility. I was the strong one. But I stopped freely receiving. Why? Because somewhere along the way, receiving began to feel like weakness. When I asked, it felt like there were strings attached. It felt like my strength was being chipped away. And worse, it began to feel like love could be withheld if I didn't give enough. That's not love. That's manipulation. But when you're in it, you don't always see it clearly. And I know many women, especially Black women, carry the same unspoken belief. If I'm not endlessly giving, my worth will be questioned. If I dare to receive, it might cost me love. But Matthew 10:8 calls us back to God's design. It doesn't say freely give, period. It says freely you have received, freely give. That order matters. You cannot give what you refuse to receive. So when we undo the martyr and savior complex, we're not just protecting our energy, we're obeying scripture. We're restoring the divine flow where receiving is as holy, as necessary, and as sacred as giving. In metaphysics, everything is energy. Giving and receiving are not opposites. They are two expressions of the same flow. But when receiving has been tied to pain, disappointment, or conditions, many of us build walls to protect ourselves. That was me. I built a wall around receiving because it no longer felt safe. Asking seemed to cost too much. It felt like my strength was diminished when I admitted I need help. So I told myself, I'll just give. I'll just handle it. I'll be the strong one. But here's the truth. Those walls don't just keep out the hurt. They also keep out the abundance. You can't block one side of the current without blocking the other. When you refuse to receive, you disrupt the natural flow of life. And here's the deeper revelation. Strength and softness are not opposites either. We've been taught that to be strong means to carry it all, to sacrifice, to harden ourselves. But the highest form of strength is actually the courage to soften, to stay open, to allow yourself to receive. Because it takes more strength to be vulnerable than it does to hide behind walls. It takes more strength to stay open to love, support, and abundance than it does to close yourself off. Receiving is not weakness. Receiving is the ultimate alignment with Source. It is standing in your sovereignty and declaring, I trust the flow. I trust that I'm worthy. I trust that the same God who gives me the capacity to pour also gives me the right to be poured into. When you live from that place, giving becomes lighter. It's no longer sacrifice. It's overflow. Now, take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. This is your sacred space to be honest with yourself. No judgment, no need to edit. Just let the truth rise and answer these questions. Number one, where in my life have I built walls around receiving? And what was I protecting myself from? When did I first learn that asking came at a cost? Who taught me, directly or indirectly, that receiving was unsafe? How have I tried to protect myself from doing it all on my own? Number two, how has closing myself off from receiving also blocked my abundance and overflow? What opportunities have I turned down or overlooked because I didn't want to feel vulnerable? How often have I said, I'm fine, I got it, when deep down I wanted support? What has it cost me in energy, peace, or joy to carry it all myself? Number three, in what ways have I equated strength with carrying it all instead of allowing support? What images of the strong woman have I internalized? How has that image helped me, and how has it harmed me? Can I see the difference between resilience that empowers me and responsibility that drains me? Number four, what does it mean for me personally to embody softness as strength? Where in my life could I allow more gentleness, more rest, more openness, and still be powerful? What would it feel like in my body if I didn't have to brace myself all the time? How would my relationship shift if I believed softness was strength? Number five, if I open myself to receive love, support, money, opportunities without fear, how would my life begin to change? What specific blessings have already been trying to reach me that I've kept outside my walls? How would my giving become lighter and freer if I let myself receive fully? What would it look like to live in a continuous flow of giving and receiving? Now take another deep breath. And remember, writing these reflections is not about judgment. It's about seeing clearly where you are so you can step into a new way of being. Now take a slow breath in and release it gently. Let these words move through you like waves of truth. Speak them loud if you can, or whisper them silently in your heart. I am open to receive without fear, without walls, without hesitation. My softness is my strength. My openness is my power. I am worthy of support, love, money, and opportunities flowing to me with ease. Receiving fills me so that my giving is light, joyful, and abundant. I no longer carry it alone. I allow myself to be poured into. I live in divine balance, freely receiving, freely giving. Abundance flows to me, through me, and from me in an endless current. Now close your eyes. Imagine yourself standing in front of a tall wall made of heavy stones. Each stone represents the way you've protected yourself. I can't ask. I have to do it myself. If I receive, it will cost me. Now see your hands gently touching the stones. As you breathe in, golden light flows from your palms into the walls. One by one, the stones begin to dissolve into light. The wall disappears, leaving only openness. On the other side of that openness, you see streams of abundance flowing towards you. Love, support, resources, opportunities, peace. You don't have to chase them. You don't have to earn them. You simply open your arms and they come to you. As you receive, notice your heart filling. Notice your body relaxing. And as your cup fills, it overflows naturally into others. Giving becomes effortless because you are no longer pouring from that emptiness. Whisper to yourself, I am open, I am strong in my softness. I receive and I freely give. Take one last deep breath in and out. Carry this openness with you. The wall is gone. You're safe to receive. You were never meant to carry it alone. You were never meant to prove your worth by giving until you're empty. Strength does not mean hardness. True strength is the courage to soften, to open, to receive. Because when you allow yourself to receive, you don't lose your power. You expand it. You become fuller, lighter, freer. And your giving becomes more abundant because it flows from overflow, not sacrifice. So this week, I invite you to notice the walls you've built. Let them dissolve. Allow yourself to receive love, support, resources, opportunities with openness and without fear, because your softness is your strength and receiving is as holy as your giving. If this message spoke to you, I invite you to join me at happyhealthywholerich.com, a safe place where we practice these truths together and where you'll be supported in remembering that you don't have to carry it alone. And another thing, I know you know someone who needs to hear this. Please share it with them. Until the next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich, and receive without loss. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole.